I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Many eyes in Southeast Asia have been on Indonesia, where fresh protests highlight harsh conditions. John Podaiti for Bibles for the World notes growing fears of a repressive, corrupt government and a deeper need for hope. Christians respond to the need, distributing more than 80,000 Gospels of John and 15,000 New Testaments. They notice many protesters pause to read the good news. Pray for the gospel to fill the void of hope in people's hearts and for the positive changes in the country. Then, Syrian Christians continue to follow Christ in a troubled world. Hunter Williamson with Themar LSESD says sectarian violence still haunts Syria, and often Christians are caught in the middle. They also face threats because of their faith. A suicide bomber killed 25 in a church in Damascus in June. Williamson says there have been other threats as well. Please pray that God would protect his church as they love their neighbors and share the gospel. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Matthew Scott.